KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Atlantic senior standout pitcher Olivia Engler made her college decision official on Monday, signing with Iowa Central Community College. Engler signed her official letter of intent, surrounded by her parents, her current Atlantic coaches, and Iowa Central coaches. Engler said the choice was clear once she got into the process.
I really liked the campus, and I really liked the softball team and the coaches, and it was where I saw myself succeeding the most.
Engler's coming off a very strong junior season where she posted a 14-2 record and had a 1.1 earned run average. She finished the season with 134 strikeouts, walking just 28. Opponents hit only 160 against Engler on the season. Iowa Central first-year head coach Bo Chebin said they're excited about the impact that Olivia can have on the Triton squad.
We see her stepping in right away, being a huge impact player for us right away. She continues to get better and better. She can spin it. She can throw it. She swings the bat pretty well, too. We let our pitchers hit. We're just very, very excited and can't wait to watch her grow, and the sky's the limit for her.
Olivia said she's excited to try and take her game to the next level.
I want to improve on all my pitches and try adding on more pitches, but if I can't, that's fine. I think I'd like to improve on base running and all the thing and develop my skills more, because there's some things that still need a lot of work, and I would just like to turn myself into a better player.
Iowa Central is a member of the National Junior College Athletic Association and plays in the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference. Well, girls' regional swimming competitions were held across the state this past weekend. The top 32 times qualifying for the state meet that will be held Friday, November 13th and Saturday, November 14th at the Marshalltown YM and YWCA. Atlantic's Lexi Reynolds qualified in two events, the 200-yard freestyle and the 500-yard freestyle. There were a number of other qualifiers from around the region as well, from schools like Lewis Central and Carroll and some of the other schools in Council Bluffs as well. Some of the other performers, the Atlantic swimmers competing in the regional competition on Saturday in Johnston. Take a look at some of those other results. Reynolds fourth in the 200 freestyle. Ava Bruckner was 11th for Atlantic. Also in the 50-yard freestyle event, Briar Rose of Atlantic placing 9th overall. Atlantic's Deja Sorensen was 20th. Also in the 100-yard freestyle event, Briar Rose 9th for Atlantic and Victoria Hyatt placing 16th overall. There were other events as well throughout the course of that event. Now also taking a look at some 8-man District 8 All-District football performers for the year. They announced their All-District teams. The Player of the Year was Lane Pryor of Woodbine. The Offensive Player of the Year, Gavin Smith of Audubon. Defensive Player of the Year, Will Regaler of Arweva. The co-lineman of the year, Dylan Hofer of Woodbine, and Cale Pevestorf of Coon Rapids Bayard. The kicker, Josh Ramirez of Coon Rapids Bayard. The punter, Grant Gilgan of West Harrison. And the special teams performer, Brigham Daniel of Glidden-Ralston. Among the first team selections on that squad this time around, from Coon Rapids Bayard, Cale Pevestorf, Josh Ramirez, Aaron McAllister, and Gabe Obert. Audubon had Gavin Smith, Ethan Clucky, and Joey Schramm on the first team. Woodbine's Lane Pryor, Dylan Hofer, and Corey Bantam were all first-team selections. For Arweva, Will Regaler and Cooper Cook were first-team selections. Sage Evans and Grant Gilgan of West Harrison, Michael Heffernan and Gavin Reinecke of Bowyer Valley, Glenn Ralston's Brigham Daniel, and the Xyra EHK's Trey Peterson all were first-team selections on this year's squad. Iowa redshirt junior Charlie Jones has been named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. Jones returned to punt 54 yards for a touchdown in the Hawkeyes' 49-7 win over Michigan State. He transferred to Iowa from the University of Buffalo.
Being at Buffalo is pretty far from home, so it's nice to be back close to the Chicago area. I know my family is pretty happy that I'm closer. But I just knew that I knew a couple coaches that coached here out of high school that recruited me. So I just wanted to go somewhere that, you know, I knew people and I knew guys on the team. I knew this was a program where you could really work your way up just with hard work.
Jones is a walk-on with the Hawkeyes and says he transferred mainly for the competition, and he enjoys the challenge of returning punts. A pair of Iowa State stars on the gridiron were honored by the Big 12 Conference as the league announced that Breece Hall was its Offensive Player of the Week and Mike Rose the Defensive Player of the Week. Both played big roles in Iowa State's come-from-behind win over Baylor Saturday. Hall rushed for 133 yards and tied a career best with three touchdowns, scoring two in the second half to help the Cyclones erase a 14-point second-half deficit. Rose was outstanding with his career best 11 tackles, including seven solos. He was also credited with one and a half tackles for loss and two quarterback hurries in that contest. Also a note, the Iowa State-Kansas State football game on November 21st at Jack Trice Stadium will have a 3 p.m. kickoff. That game will be televised by Fox. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says the play of offensive line is a big reason the Cyclones sit at the top of the Big 12 standings. Even without veteran starters Trevor Downing and Joey Ramos, the offensive line has helped Breece Hall become the nation's leading rusher.
There's a good hope that maybe we could get both those guys back here at the tail end of things. But, you know, there is, I think to me, that's one of the things that's been a real sense of pride around our facility is the response of that offensive line group.
Campbell says the line has played well, even with several new starters. The 17th-ranked Cyclones are off this week. Their next game is that Kansas State game coming up on November 21st. Number 13, Wisconsin expects to play Saturday at Michigan after canceling its last two games due to a COVID-19 outbreak. Wisconsin officials said Monday they have five active COVID-19 cases involving three staff members and two players. Wisconsin hasn't played since a season-opening win over Illinois October 23rd. The Badgers canceled games at Nebraska and at home with Purdue over the last couple of weeks. Nick Folk kicked a 51-yard field goal as time expired, and Cam Newton and the New England Patriots rallied to beat the winless New York Jets 30-27. That ends a four-game losing streak. The Jets are 0-9 on the season. Well, the Associated Press preseason college basketball top 25 poll came out yesterday. Gonzaga is the number one team in the land to start the season. Baylor is at number two. Villanova is at number three. Virginia is at number four. And the Iowa Hawkeyes are at number five to start the season. Kansas, Wisconsin, Illinois, Duke, and Kentucky round out the rest of the top 10. Others from around the region that made the top 25 to open the season: Creighton at number 11, Michigan State is 13, Texas Tech 14, West Virginia 15, Texas is number 19, Ohio State is 23, Rutgers 24, and Michigan is ranked 25th in that opening poll. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says his Hawkeyes are embracing those lofty expectations. The Hawkeyes rated fifth in the AP top 25. It's their highest preseason ranking in 65 years.
But they also understand it and respect it. You see, you know, some of the great teams, you know, what do we have, seven in the top 25? So I think there's a tremendous respect on behalf of our players for the rest of the conference, but then also there's other teams on that list that we're going to be playing.
McCaffrey says he doesn't feel the need to temper those expectations. He says in the midst of a pandemic, with no fans at games, it'll be an unusual year.
It's going to be a goofy year. It is. But we have a good basketball team. We have really good players. We have character on this team. And at the end of the day, you know, you come to the Big Ten, you want to take on the big boys.
Well, they'll play a big boy on December 19th. One of those games on Iowa's schedule is one of the marquee matchups of the year, with Iowa facing top-ranked Gonzaga in Sioux Falls. We'll have Iowa basketball live for you here on KJAN again this season. University of Iowa men's basketball All-American Luca Garza has been named the 2020-21 Big Ten Preseason Player of the Year. That announcement made yesterday. Additionally, Garza and Joe Wieskamp were named to the 10-player preseason All-Big Ten team, with Garza being a unanimous selection. Iowa and Illinois were the only teams to have multiple players recognized on that list. The Iowa State men's basketball team announced its home non-conference schedule for the upcoming year. The remaining non-conference games will be announced by the home institutions. The game schedule is, of course, subject to change. Cyclones will have five non-conference home games on the schedule, with season opener November 29th against Arkansas Pine Bluff. They'll face South Dakota State December 2nd, DePaul on December 6th, Jackson State, and Chicago State are also on that schedule. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.